You have just heard a story from the Gospel of Luke, and now you're going to hear that story again. If you fast forward in your minds 21 centuries, we have two families, two crises, two great needs, and one great Savior.
They just lifted up his body and carried him out into the cold sunlight. My pride and joy, the light of my life. But now the light in his eyes has burned out, and my joy and hope has died along with him. After losing my beloved John to cancer less than a year ago, I thought that my life couldn't get any worse, and today it has. No woman should have to live through the anguish of losing her husband of 25 years and her only son in the same year. But here I am, and I hurt like hell. Kevin was such a bright young man, so much vitality and love for life and others, a gift from God. He was the kind of person who could succeed at almost anything he put his mind to. It seemed as though the sky was the limit for him. But I didn't realize that he would reach that limit so soon. The carelessness of a drunk driver ushered my dear Kevin into eternity and left me here to rot in hell, separated from all I've ever believed or held dear to my heart.
There's a bunch of them out there. There's some franchise units out there. And there's regular control.
He's going to be here.
and let me know how it's working for you. Okay, I know one guy who's using it, and he's being vague as to how it's working, but he's also being enthusiastic about using nothing but organics. I think it would work, but I don't know.
For as long as I can remember, I've believed in God. Some of my fondest memories of my childhood revolved around going to this church, singing songs of praise with my family and friends, hearing the Bible stories again and again, listening to my father pray for the safety of our family and peace in our world. I felt so secure at those moments, so safe and so protected, and oh so very loved. I've always thought that God would never leave me or forsake me. That's the message that struck with me for all those days. I can still hear the voice of my pastor, my parents, my friends, still ringing in my ears. God will always be with you. I hear the voices of the crowds of people that surrounded me today at the funeral. Friends and family, strangers, onlookers, all shouting the same chorus. God will always be with you. God knows this must have happened for a reason. God doesn't ever give you more than you can handle. God will surely work good out of this tragedy. Just have faith. God loves you. God will never leave or forsake you. Well, God has forsaken me. I know they all mean well. They're just trying to help. But what the hell do they know about what I'm going through? The source of joy and hope in my life just died. And I feel like I died as well. Surrounded by a crowd of caring people, I've never felt so alone in my life. Trapped in a cell of darkness. If God loves me so much, then why do I feel like my heart has been ripped out of my chest? Where is the God who will never leave me alone or forsake me?
I know lots of people seem to come to you when life is on the line, in a foxhole or a deathbed, and I'm not even sure exactly who I'm talking to anyone right now, but I'm not sure what else to do, where else to turn. My friend needs to be well. For the sake of her family and friends, for her community, for all the ways she makes the world a much better place. God, please help Judy through any means possible. Help her body heal.
I have nowhere else to go. No one else who could possibly understand. The darkness has overcome me, and I see no reason to go on looking for the light. My thoughts are so mixed up. I can't tell up from down, right from wrong, day from night. It's like I'm stumbling through a dark cave, and if I could find my way out, I would, but I can't. I've lost all sense of direction.
I don't even imagine myself worthy to make such a request.
Maybe I should just curse you and die.
I do know what it means to have responsibility, to make requests.
But I don't have the strength to go through with it.
And I know you seem to do things different ways at different times. But if you can do all things, then I am sure you can bring healing.
I've lost my sense, my sight, my heart. Even my words fall helplessly to the ground and die. I don't know what else to do.
Just say the word, and she will heal. Just say the word.
Two families, two tragedies, two crises with two great and deep needs, and one great healer. These stories of healing that we read from Jesus strike us on a lot of different levels. On the one hand, they strike us in that place where we are longing for someone to be present in those moments of crisis and tragedy. Someone who could make a tangible difference to bring comfort, to bring peace, to even bring healing. They also may speak to us on a level of life experience where we have prayed for a loved one, for a friend, for a family member, for ourselves to experience healing, and the healing just hasn't come. Where is God at moments like that? Where is the presence of the Spirit that brings joy, that brings life out of death, that brings hope out of despair? Well, often that presence is mysterious. And often we pray for a healing that we are longing for, and it doesn't come in the way that we're longing for. And yet I wonder if that presence is nonetheless present. I wonder if the one who gave us the signs of an empty tomb and an empty cross to remind us of that sacred presence in the places of seeming absence and emptiness is somehow traveling even those parts of our journey with us. And his presence is available to us as close as our next breath or heartbeat or thought or tear. Today, as we celebrate at the table of communion, we're going to offer something in addition to our regular chance for you to receive the sacrament and to share in that experience together. On either side of the chancel, we will have two of our church members available to pray with you. If you are at a place in your life where you need the companionship of someone who is walking that journey with you, to be present to you and with you, if there is someone or a situation on your heart that is weighing down heavy, or that is causing you to feel frustration or hopelessness, it may be something that's happening within your own life. Whatever it is, there are no questions asked. There is simply the presence of the one who gives life and gives hope and even brings healing. And we invite you, as you come forward to receive the sacrament, as you choose, and if it is something that you would appreciate, that after you receive the sacraments, you can go to one of these two people who are here to be present to you and to comfort you and to pray with you and for you. If that's something that you don't feel comfortable with, but you are still wanting someone to be with you in a prayerful way, after the service, we will have another church member up in our chapel just up these steps. And if you would like to go there following worship, you can experience that time of togetherness, that time of companionship and friendship, that time of experiencing the Spirit in that way. The invitation is always to come. To come not as you'd like to be, but to come as you are. And to know that you are loved and received and accepted and embraced just as you are. And to know that there is a presence here. A presence that knows us better than we know ourselves. So come to the table. and come and experience, taste and see and know that indeed God is good.